Tamura chapter 4, Mishnah 4, Hamafrish Chataso, if one set aside his sin offering, Varei Balas Mum, and then it gets a blemish. Okay? Normal animal, one animal over here gets a blemish. So what does he do in this case over here? Moichra. So he sells the animal, and he takes the money, and he goes and he buys another animal. Right? That's what he would do in that case over there. Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees. He's in Karba Shnea, Achelo Nishchata Rishona. If the second one was offered up before the first one was slaughtered, meaning you've sold this first one to another person, and you've taken that money and bought a sin offering, right? He says, if you offer up that first, the second animal as a sin offering, before that first animal, who's now with another owner, has been slaughtered, then that guy's got a problem. He's got a tamus. He's got to let that animal die. Shekfar kipru abalim, because the owner had already received atonement. Meaning, when you sell that animal to someone else, that other person has to slaughter that animal before you offer up the new animal as a sin offering. And if you don't do that, says Rabbi Shimon, then that other person has to leave that animal to die. But the loch is not like him, brings a kati over there. The loch is like the Tanakama, so he wouldn't have to leave the animal to die in that scenario over there.